recording here. This is Mr. Michael Dean and Nima Vedati and Ben Stone doing a quick and dirty test of Mumble 1-2-4 with Opus Kodak. How you doing there, Nima Vedati?
Quick and dirty. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. It doesn't sound as good as Compass, but hey, it could get the job done. It's not too bad.
Yeah. What did I say about when we're doing audio tests and effects? Do you remember that conversation? They don't help, but it's fun. It's fun, so you do it. I understand. So, Ben.
Well, it's good to be on an audio test with my good friends, Michael W. Deem and Nima Vedati.
Yeah, Ben's a little crunchy, but we didn't run him through the wizard yet, the wizard of id. So, but Nima has configured pretty well there. Talk a little more, Nima.
Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit more. Yeah, running out of my Line M Audio Fast Track Pro. My noise suppression's at negative 15 decibels. My quality is at 63.5 kbps. And audio per packet is 60 milliseconds. And I think Michael's matching that.
Yeah, I see yours and raise it. How are you doing there, Ben? What are your settings? What are you talking through today?
I'm talking through a microphone into the Knobtronic 10,000.
Yeah. I have a new thing. It's called the Knobtron 1. It's actually it's an inline volume control that cost $8 on Amazon with shipping that connects to my headphone output so I can have a good strong output going to my recorder for shows, but then turn it down so it doesn't hurt my little old man kitty ears.
And it's just a wire with a little box with one knob.
Yeah, it's not even a box. It looks like a lima bean with two wires coming out of it, and the lima bean has a knob on it. It's the Knobtron 1. So go ahead, you guys. Talk over the Compass to me, because I'm being recorded locally. I'm going to sound good no matter what.
Ah, that's true. Okay, talking over the Compass. Great. Ben, did you get a chance to hear our live?
It's not the Compass.
Oh, you're right. It's the Mumble.
The Mumble.
Ben, did you get a chance to hear our live radio show at all today?
I didn't get to hear it today. We've been running around pretty busy.
Nima,
so I missed it.
Nima, I made a big announcement. There's a big announcement from Nima, and you know your ad is in it, so you should listen to it. And we probably mentioned you in passing. We always do. I know we did last two episodes, but yeah.
Can I make a wild guess?
Yeah, you'll know it anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
Is there a baby on the way?
There's a baby on the way.
Yay!
I so strongly suspected
the Fiend's dynasty shall continue into Libpair. Yep, Nima's going to raise the baby on his lap and then teach it to be a good libertarian and take over for me when I die of old age on the air in about 45 years.
And the name Benjamin is actually on our short list if it's a boy.
You see, that's what happens when people go on cruises.
Is that was the baby conceived on the cruise? I didn't think of that.
No, because she was actually pregnant during the cruise. It was probably conceived closer to around where my birthday was, we think.
Well, yeah. I think we got a good test going here. If Ben wants to talk a little more, we'll be out and we can go have our days.
Okay. I'm doing a very odd series right now that I have been dragging my feet and not doing since I've been doing a podcast, but I got drug into it kicking and screaming and forced to do this series. So I hope you guys totally ignore it and don't listen to it.
No, I've listened to part one and two and am loving it so far and really curious about where three and four takes us. And I'd like to commend your bravery because you are hitting some really important points that a lot of libertarians wouldn't touch with the 10-foot pole. when's part three coming out, though?
It's recorded and loaded up on the website and ready for launch in the morning.
Awesome. Yay. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
All right,
and
man.
I've got all the notes done for it.
Well, okay. I'm going to go send this off to Ian Freeman and go about my day. It's good chatting with you boys.
All right.
Hey,
thanks,
good
Michael.
Talking to you.
Yep.
Thanks, Ben.
Nima, you want to stay on for a minute for a post game?